Welcome back. You're with the news at one. As you've been hearing, Simon Coveney says he will step down from government next week. That he told his new party leader last night that he doesn't want to be part of the next cabinet because he says he wants to give the incoming Taoiseach space to create new opportunities, and that he hasn't decided if he'll run in the next general election. He's been a minister in Fine Gael governments for 13 years in enterprise, trade and employment, defence, foreign affairs, housing and agriculture. Simon Harris is expected to be elected Taoiseach when the Dáil resumes next week, after Leo Varadkar resigned last month, citing personal and political reasons. Simon Coveney has been speaking to our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy.
So look, I haven't made any decision in relation to the next general election, whether I'm going to run or not. I'll make that decision over the summer with colleagues and friends and people in my own constituency. Today isn't really about that. It's about Fine Gael and the decisions that Simon Harris has to make in the coming days and the build-up to our Ardèche. And I think that, I hope anyway, that the decision I've made makes his decisions a little bit easier and a bit clearer.
That's Simon Coveney speaking to our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy, and Pascal is with us now. Is this a surprise, Pascal?
I think Simon Coveney might argue that it is a surprise and a shock announcement, but I think for anybody who is keeping a close eye on this constituency, one of the most competitive constituencies in the whole country with three senior ministers here, I don't think anybody who is keeping a close eye on the constituency here would view it as that much of a surprise, to be perfectly honest with you, Gavin.
It might come as a surprise to those who heard him at the recent Fine Gael selection convention when he seemed to indicate that he wanted to stay on, Pascal. And yet, for those listening to his explanation on Radio 1 earlier today, it wasn't entirely clear why he had changed his mind.
No, and in fact, prior to that Fine Gael selection convention last Sunday week, I had spoken to him and interviewed him 2 days previously, and he was equally adamant at that stage, not only that he would be running for Fine Gael in Cork South Central at the next general election, but also of his hopes that he would be in Simon Harris's first cabinet. But like all TDs in a position like that, he appreciated that it was for Simon Harris to choose his own ministers, but he certainly expressed a hope at that stage last Friday week that he would be in Simon Harris's cabinet. So what changed in the meantime? Well, immediately on Simon Harris's candidacy, I don't even think that we had to wait for Simon Harris to be appointed leader of Fine Gael. Immediately, there was speculation that the person at most risk in cabinet of losing their seat at the cabinet table was Simon Coveney. I think perhaps he has reflected on that. He did say himself this morning that by him taking the decision, he was making life easier for Simon Harris, and there is certainly that to be said in his favour as well. But I also think perhaps there may have been an element of looking at the writing on the wall and going before the decision was made for him.
Yes, what's not clear from his interview this morning was whether he wanted to be a part of the cabinet or whether Simon Harris wanted him to be part of the cabinet.
I think the fairest way to put it would be that there may have been an element of both those positions involved.
Tell us about the reaction in Cork today.
Well, the reaction, I'm in Carrigaline here and we have spoken to people here in the last hour. It is overwhelmingly positive. He is a popular, visible politician on the streets of the constituency and on the streets of Carrigaline. Now, he did move house outside of the constituency to Cork East, to Cove and the Great Island and Cork Harbour around about 12 months or so ago, and at that stage there was speculation as to his position with regard to running as a TD or running in the next general election. He would say that his new home in Cove is 5 minutes across the water in a ferry from his current base here in Carrigaline, and it's not really that far, and it doesn't make a huge pile of difference if he is resident in the constituency or 5 minutes by ferry outside of the constituency, and that is a fair point. But there has been speculation for some time now that not only would he be stepping back from the cabinet table, but perhaps that he would not be a candidate for Fine Gael at the next general election. And he did nothing to shut down that speculation today. He says that's not a question that he for today, that he will not address the question today.
And tell us about some of the people who've been speaking to you today.
Yes, so we have been speaking to people here in Carrigaline. They had about an hour or two to digest the news when I was speaking to them. And as I say, and perhaps not unexpectedly, the reaction was overwhelmingly positive in relation to Simon Coveney.
I can't believe it, really and truly. We really are in changing time, aren't we? With Leo going and everything. But it was a shock, actually. And nobody thought that was going to happen, you know, really and truly.
Yeah. Would you have been a supporter of Simon Coveney?
I would. In general, he kept a very steady ship. He was just a very a good pair of hands at the tiller, definitely.
It'll be a shock, I say, particularly to a lot of people. But I think it was on the cards for a while, particularly when he moved his residence address from Cork South Central to East Cork. He will be lost to the part.
And he was 13 years as a minister. How do you think he will be remembered as a minister in the constituency?
Particularly with his dealings with the North of Ireland, his dealings with Brexit. He stood very, very firm for Ireland's corner. Getting stuff in the getting material and infrastructure in the Cork area, like with having basically three ministers sitting in Cork South Central, I have to say there could have been a lot more done.
There was rumblings, but I didn't expect him to do it, but they seem to be dropping like flies from Fine Gael at the moment, so I'm just wondering, is there something else going on? They just seem to be a party in turmoil at the moment.
And how do you think he's going to be remembered here in Carrigaline?
Well, he's quite visual around the place and he has done a lot. He was very good with Brexit negotiations. He'll be missed, I suppose.
Very shocked, really, and I think he's going to be a big loss. He's a very, very steady, very, very good minister. Yeah, very sad to hear it.
And would you have counted yourself as a supporter?
Yes, I would. Anybody that I've spoken to always comment on what hard-working, conscientious, good man, gentleman.
And do you think he should run as a TD for Cork South Central next time round, even if he's not in Cabinet?
Yes, I hope so. I hope so. I hope it's not the end of his political career, But look, it's a very tough job being in politics these days.
People in Cork with our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy. Pascal's still with us. One of those questions you asked to people there, Pascal, his legacy, how will he be remembered as a minister in Cork?
Well, first of all, he had huge experience of different positions around the cabinet table. I think in particular his time as Minister for Foreign Affairs stands out at a very sensitive time in the Brexit negotiations. He proved himself to be a safe pair of hands during that time. As against that, he was Minister for Defence, and the naval base in Hall Boland in Cork is at the centre of his Cork South Central constituency. Numbers continue to fall there. Members of the Defence Forces and the Naval Service during his time as Minister for Defence. And on a local level, he made several commitments in relation to the events centre and the delivery of an event centre in Cork. But there has been little or no movement there in a long, long time now. So I suppose you could say there will the reaction in terms of legacy will be a mixed one.
Pascal, thank you. That's our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy. For more on this, let's speak now to Professor Gary Murphy, Professor of Politics at Dublin City University. Gary Murphy, good afternoon to you. What do you make of all this?
Hi, Gavin. I think Simon Coveney probably saw the writing on the wall with his presumed exit from cabinet. I think it would have been a mistake for Simon Harris to only have replaced Leo Varadkar. Would have been too minimalist a reshuffle. In that context, the fact that Simon Coveney has been the longest serving member alongside Mr. Varadkar, 13 years, which is the longest for any Fine Gael TD to serve in cabinet, made him maybe the obvious person to be removed by Simon Harris. And in that context, I think he has made the decision for the Taoiseach in waiting.
Where does this leave Fine Gael and Cork?
I don't think it makes any difference to Fine Gael and Cork, because Cork has been a bit of a wasteland for Fine Gael over the past decade. I was interested listening to the Vox Pop. Fine Gael haven't done very well in Cork at all. They have no seat in Cork South West, the great Michael Collins, heartland. Jerry Buttermore lost the second seat in Cork South Central in 2016, and there is no sign, I think, of that seat ever coming back. Will Fine Gael hold a seat in Cork South Central if Simon Coveney doesn't run? I expect they would, but I certainly wouldn't be putting any significant money on it either. The party is in quite a lot of difficulty, as one of the people in the Vox Pop said. On a personal note, I think Simon Coveney was conscientious, hard-working, a man who did put public service to the fore. But yeah, I think Fine Gael is in difficulty, certainly not just simply in Cork, but across the country.
Two vacancies at least now in cabinet for Simon Harris to fill. Fionnán Sheehan was telling RT Radio earlier that Peter Burke is nailed on to get one of them. What do you think?
Yes, that would seem to be the case. And it was interesting that Peter Burke was on This Week programme last Sunday in advance of Simon Harris winning that Fine Gael leadership, getting the nomination. And I took that as a sign that he probably will be in cabinet. So I would agree with Fionnán Sheehan on that front. And then I think with Mr. Coveney going now, Simon Harris faces a big decision in relation to the second seat at cabinet, because there's a lot of talk about Cork and about a new minister in Munster or in Connacht, for that matter. So the people in the running might be Hildegard Nocton in Connacht, or might be Kieran O'Donnell, or maybe more so Patrick O'Donovan in Limerick. But the fact that Fine Gael had a minister in Cork, as I said, never really did very much for them politically or electorally. So perhaps Simon Harris should simply appoint the best person, as distinct from looking at geography. And in that front, I think a lot of talk will be focused on Jennifer Carol McNeill, the impressive first-time TD from Dunleary, and perhaps Neil Richmond. But I think there might be gender issues. But yeah, I think Simon Harris, with 9 to 11 months to a general election, he needs his best team around him, not to worry too much about geography.
In brief, does that mean the other Fine Gael senior ministers are safe now?
I think so. I'd like losing our with Mr. Radcliffe and Mr. Coveney gone, that is a third of the Fine Gael seats changing. So I think that, two would have been the minimum we would have expected Simon Harris to do. So I think that does mean everybody else is safe. But it doesn't negate the fact that these are difficult times for Fine Gael.
Professor Gary Murphy, Professor of Politics with DCU, thank you for speaking.